most people that we talk to, when they're thinking about a marketing plan or a launch strategy for a book or a product, it typically is grouped into one of two areas. It's either social or it's traditional. And Barbara and I feel like that's a really dated way to look at the media environment. It really doesn't apply anymore. In this media environment, we think what is most important for your listeners and others to think about is this idea of whether or not they own the media. So in other words, whether or not they own the real estate online. And so in the book, we separate media into three categories: owned, earned, and rented media. So owned media is every piece of real estate online and every media that you own. So your website, if it's hosted on your name, your blog, because it lives on that same website, your email list, because you own the connection to your audience through that email list. If you have a physical mailing list, as many companies do, that's owned media. The idea around owned media, and as Barbara and I really look at the overall media landscape, owned media equals leverage in this media landscape. It's an audience that you can get to anytime you want to. And so you don't have to hope that NPR says yes to an interview request. You don't have to hope that Fast Company agrees to run your article. You own the connection with a large audience. You can reach them anytime you want. Second category is rented media. So a lot of people that we hear talk about, you know, their audience, they say, okay, well, my Facebook page, my Twitter account, my LinkedIn profile. And in some ways, that's true. Of course, you've got a lot of control over what your LinkedIn profile looks like. You've got a lot of control over what goes out on your Twitter feed. But in actuality, you actually own that real estate. You're in many ways renting that real estate. And so a lot of brands found this out the hard way in 2013 when Facebook tweaked their algorithm and limited access to the audience that brands had spent years building on brand pages. And in one failed swoop, limited access to that audience to about 10% of what brands had previously. And so what Barbara and I talk a lot about in the book is this idea that, yes, we absolutely think individuals and brands should have a smart rented media strategy. But you always have to keep in the back of your mind that the audience that you leave on Facebook or the audience that you leave on LinkedIn, as opposed to consistently focusing on trying to convert them to your email list or owned media, is an audience that's always at risk. The last category for us is earned media. And earned media includes what we might think of as traditional media. So it's getting an opportunity to be featured in the New York Times or Fox Business or NPR or others. Earned media for us also includes this podcast, because this podcast is not something that you're letting just anybody onto. We've got to earn our way onto this podcast. So it's this idea that there's a lot of perceived credibility that goes along with earned media. And there's a good reason for that, because it's not easy to get on. And so the way that we think about earned media, and you've done this so well with your podcast, is this idea that when you get out in front of an audience, what you're trying to do is not just provide extreme value and give them entertaining and informative content, but we always want to have that call to action, whether it's a free quiz or a download on a website or a reason for those people to hit on their smartphone in the audience and head over to the website and grab a free ebook or whatever it may be. And so those are the three categories that we think are important for people to be thinking about, and this idea that you always want to have a bit of a magnet directing people towards owned media.